You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Andy Mates. Joining me in studio this morning, the Reverend Mark Kiesling. He's the Interim Director of LCMS Youth Ministry in the Office of National Mission. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Andy.
Great to have you in studio again this morning. Exciting stuff coming up this year.
Yes, we are gearing up for some great things this summer, as well as preparing for the summer of 2016 as well.
Very good. Well, before we get into the things, tell us a little bit about your work in the Office of National Mission.
Absolutely. So I work with the Youth Ministry Office, which works with a dedicated staff that runs a number of initiatives and programs for young people in our church body. Mm-hmm. Also working with youth ministry practitioners that serve in LCMS congregations. So we work with things such as the LCMS Servant Events. We work with the National Lutheran Youth Workers Conference that I'll talk about here in a little bit, the National Youth Gathering, Lutheran Youth Fellowship, and also the eSource, which is our online resource magazine and young adult ministry as well.
So you guys really stay pretty busy with all these great things going on. How much coffee does it take to stay on top of all these things?
A lot. We've got a Keurig right outside our area, and we make very good use of it, believe me.
Well, coming up very soon, we have a number of events that we were just getting ready to talk about. Share with us those two big events coming up in this year and or in the coming year.
Absolutely. So this summer mm-hmm. is the National Lutheran Youth Workers Conference in New Orleans, July 12th to the 15th. This is an event that it really starts to gear us up for 2016 in the LCMS Youth Gathering. It's an event primarily for youth ministry practitioners, but there also is a youth track, and they do the Lutheran Youth Fellowship Leadership Training, which first took place in March of this year here in St. Louis, and mm-hmm. then it's duplicated there at the national conference as well. So this is a time to come in. It is a standalone youth ministry practitioner conference with speakers and workshop talking about general youth ministry topics. But then we also, the year before the youth gathering, we do it in the gathering city. And so it's a great opportunity to kind of get the lay of the land and get introduced to the gathering city itself. So we'll be in New Orleans at one of actually our properties for the youth gathering. And so there'll be time, like, for example, we'll do some guided tours of this city. We'll do some special workshops about preparing for the next year and preparing for the youth gathering, as well as some special events that we'll do so participants can see the city of New Orleans and get prepared as they bring young people down in 2016. And then certainly gearing up for then the National Youth Gathering, July 16th to the 20th of 2016. And so then again, that's when we'll bring 20,000 plus young people and adults into the city of New Orleans for 5 days of learning and service and worship and time together in God's Word.
So the national the conference this summer, National Youth Workers, Lutheran Youth Workers Conference coming up this summer, really helps prepare for the National Youth Gathering coming up next year.
Absolutely. So adult leaders, again, we'll be giving them the most up-to-date information on the registration process, which will start this fall, but then also certainly information about the city of New Orleans itself, the program, and just so that they're preparing their young people, as well as those that bring young people with them. It's a great time for them to start to bond with maybe some of their key leaders in their youth group, and for them to start making plans on whether it's a selecting of adult leaders, whether it's starting to make, you know, what do we do in those kind of free mm-hmm. times we have at the youth gathering? How are we going to plan those times, some additional activities that they might do in service to the community of New Orleans? So it gives them really some time to see the city and make those relationships happen as well.
Now, we have another guest joining us today who really has done this before, has gone through National Youth Gathering, can provide some insights. Tell us about our next guest.
Great. Well, Nick Moss is joining us. He's a DCE in Lakeland, Florida, at St. Paul Lutheran Church. And Nick has served in a variety of roles with the youth gathering, from a young adult volunteer, which is our 19 to 25-year-old volunteers. He has served on a planning team working with us, particularly on our convention center side, working with our experiential learning floors, which are exhibitors, are things that he'll talk about as far as young people are able to engage in the learning process around the theme of In Christ Alone in 2016. As well, so he just recently wrote an article for the eSource, which was kind of a behind-the-scenes conversation, Q&A, with one of our planners for the youth gathering. And I should really take a moment to say that Nick is one of almost 200 volunteer planners that are working for years on the event in preparation. So some started as early as January 2014, continue to build their teams, and mm-hmm. so that really that we're prepared by the summer of 2016 to have a great event that's very safe and encouraging to our participants.
Very good. Joining us by phone now, Mr. Nick Moss. He's a DCE at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Lakeland, Florida. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, Andy.
Great to have you with us this morning. How are things in beautiful, sunny Lakeland, Florida this morning?
It's great. It's, you know, we're getting in summertime. School gets out in a couple of days here. We've got eighth grade graduation and getting ready for vacation Bible school and mission trips. And just the summer programming for a church and a school here.
Nick, how far back have you been involved in National Lutheran Youth Workers Conference and the National Youth Gathering?
The National Youth Gathering, I go back, I was in high school as a participant in Atlanta in 98. So I've been to everyone since then. So like Mark said, I've been a participant, a young adult volunteer, an adult leader, professional church worker, leading a group of young people, and now on the planning side of things. So I've seen quite a bit of the National Youth Gathering. And then for the National Youth Workers Conference, I think my first one was in the mid-2000s, and I've been to a couple of them, and I'm actually sending two of my adult leaders, volunteer lay people that are going to be leading my group. I'm sending them this summer to get training to lead our National Youth Gathering youth group.
Oh, very good. Very good. Well, tell us, you wrote a piece for the Youth eSource to help us prepare for the National Youth Gathering, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Share with us, what are some of the key things to know in preparation for the National Youth Gathering?
Well, I think the big thing is that congregations as a whole, it's a great way to bring together the whole congregation to support the youth ministry within that specific congregation, to rally around these young people and help send them off to an event that really is can't be replicated anywhere else and only happens every 3 years in our church body. So it's a great way to involve the different generations, everything from fundraising to now we've had a National Youth Gathering going on for 30-plus years. So you have a number of people that have gone and now their kids are going. And so there's a lot of intergenerational things that can happen to prepare the young people. So I think that's a big thing. It's not just a youth ministry going to the National Youth Gathering. I think churches could see that they're sending their church. That's a big thing.
And Mark, where can we find Nick's article?
Yes, at Youth eSource, which is www.youthesource.com. So youthesource.com.
Youthesource.com. You can check out the article from Nick Moss there. Tell us about experiential learning floors and what's going to be happening there at the National Youth Gathering. What are experiential learning floors, Mark?
Well, these are great opportunities for, so we're at the New Orleans Convention Center, mm-hmm. Memorial Convention Center. And so we have a number of halls there where Nick and his team are working with a variety of people from everything from exhibitors. So you imagine our Concordia mm-hmm. University system, the LCMS itself, LCMS Communications, talking about what the life of the church and all that takes place here in this building and outside as well in the many ministries that we serve, as well as we have district events from our LCMS districts, or excuse me, district booths, which are a great way for them to talk about what happens youth ministry wise in their district and in their areas, and just a little bit about the kind of the history of where mm-hmm. they are as well, and which is great. And then I'll have Nick talk a little bit more about actually the program that takes place with his volunteer teams. It's really kind of a unique way in which young people can interact and opportunities to learn more about their faith life and, again, the work of the church.
Nick?
Yeah, so we have over about 230,000 square feet in the convention center that we plan out specific programming for our participants that all under the theme of In Christ Alone, and then within our sub-themes. And we do everything from just fun stuff to get the kids interacting together. You've got zip lines and climbing walls and inflatables and things like that. But we're very specific on how can we relate the theme into some hands-on activities. So there's a huge portion of the area that I'm in charge of that revolves around service. Everything from Bloodmobile to in the past there's been Habitat Humanity homes that have been built, feeding children everywhere. We packed I think 100 Mark would have to tell you how many meals we packed. I think it was over 100,000 meals. So lots of service, a big component of service, and there's also off-site service as well. And then in other areas of the experiential, we try to tie the theme together. And one of the things that we're working on, a little sneak peek, is working on how can we get the kids to write the Bible in their own handwriting and put that together as a special Bible that our youth participants have written. We're also focusing on the life of Paul, so there's a big art project that we're working on that'll be really cool. There is lots of interaction with, we're looking at how can we get students and participants to understand what it would be like to be in prison. So we're working on, what does that look like on the floor? And so there's a ton of things that go on, and it's very well planned out. for the participants to grasp the overall themes and sub-themes.
Very good. Oh, very good. So overall, Nick, what are you looking forward to most at this National Youth Gathering in 2016?
Well, I love the togetherness of our church body. And so I get to work with some amazing volunteers, like Mark said, that they give up their time, energy, and effort and put in a ton of work and don't get paid for it. And working with them is a huge blessing for me. And then watching the participants experience what we've been working on for the past year and a half and been dreaming up and praying about, and to watch them sit down and interact with it. And one of my favorite things is worship at the National Youth Gathering. Take communion with over 24,000 people is always a highlight for me at a National Youth Gathering.
Mark, obviously it takes a lot of people to for events like this to happen. Nick is certainly a key person in making sure that things happen with the experiential learning floors and the convention center program. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the team that it takes for the National Youth Gathering to happen.
Absolutely. We are very blessed with not only the staff here in St. Louis at the LCMS Youth Ministry Office, but dedicated work of well over 1,000 volunteers. And that kind of breaks down into about 200 that, again, will work months, if not years, in advance of the gathering. So we started in January 2014 with thematic planning, coming up with In Christ Alone, our theological structure and thematic structure for the event. And then they kind of break into planning teams that, you know, again, like Nick said, he's doing experiential learning floors. At the same time, there will be workshops taking place that we call interest centers. There's a whole team working on those and bringing in speakers to talk about matters of faith and continue our education and learning about what it is to be God's people in this world. We have our dome events and worship, which take place at the Louisiana or Mercedes-Benz Superdome. And so we have that program component happening as well as offsite servements and many other things that are happening at the event. So we have, again, hundreds of volunteers doing that work from all over the country, working in their teams and just doing a great job of certainly caring for our young people and the adults who are coming. At the same time as well, we bring in a group of volunteers that are on site. Those are community life builders, which we'll talk about in a little bit. We have about 250 of those who will come in, again, from all over the country. And then we also have our young adult volunteers, which are hoping will be about 500 19 to 25 year olds who come in and are just an amazing group of servants who care for the young people who are there and help carry out the components of the program. As well as, too, New Orleans is just a fabulous, hospitable city. And so we have a great number of LCMS local volunteers from the Southern District that help us as well.
Very good. Nick, with just about a half a minute left, tell us about the remaining work you have yet to do, you and your team have to do to prepare for the National Youth Gathering.
Sure. Well, working with my team, we are past the brainstorming stage, and now we are on to the practical part of putting all the pieces together, of taking our big ideas and then fleshing them out, which is always a challenge, but it's a great challenge that my team is excited about. And so now we pray a lot, and we keep talking on the phone, and we'll meet a couple more times before next year, and then we get ready to open the doors and let those tens of thousands of participants in.
Very good. Nick Moss, DCE St. Paul Lutheran Church in Lakeland, Florida. Thanks for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Thank you, Andy, for having me.
You bet. We'll stick around. We've got more conversation to have with Reverend Mark Kiesling in the Office of National Mission here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod International Center. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, I'm Mark Hawkinson with an invitation for you to join me over the weekday noon hour for Moments of Assurance, your lunchtime spiritual recipe. You'll enjoy encouraging scriptures, a bit of Bible history and trivia, news items, humor, the kids' corner, and more, all mixed in with faith-strengthening sacred music, a blend just right for your midday hour. So join me, won't you? That's Moments of Assurance over the weekday noontime hour here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, on behalf of Concordia Plan Services, Lutheran Church Extension Fund, the LCMS Foundation, Lutheran Housing Support Corporation, Concordia University System, and Corporate Synod, daily reaches out to our members and partners, working together to support our local, global, and international ministries, church workers, and LCMS initiatives at large to carry the mission forward and to serve each other in love. Opportunities to serve, lcms.org/jobsboard.
You've discovered Worldwide KFUO, a radio station where you can find a clear biblical understanding of Christianity proclaimed daily in both word and song. Our talk programs can be heard live or on demand at your convenience anytime worldwide. The KFUO talk programs proclaim the true word of God, focused on salvation through Christ and Scripture alone. You've discovered KFUO.org, the messenger of good news.
There was one occasion when Jesus was preaching that there were those who said, "He is out of his mind. Guess who came to take custody of him?" No, at that time it was not the Pharisees or even the Romans. It was his mother and his brothers. And that's the topic of our next broadcast of Law and Gospel.
Weekday mornings beginning at 9:30 on KFUO.
Are you one of the 1.32 billion Facebook users? More importantly, do you follow Worldwide KFUO on Facebook? When you follow KFUO, you'll learn about upcoming programs and guests. You'll see pictures of the studio and live KFUO events. Go to Facebook.com/KFUO Radio and click the like button. Then share us with your friends and follow along throughout the day. Liking KFUO Radio on Facebook will help you share the faith with your friends and keeps you up to date on what's going on at Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Worldwide KFUO is the most trusted place for sacred music of the church every night. Weeknights after evening prayer, you can hear sacred music on KFUO in St. Louis, streaming online at kfuo.org. Our online stream is in high-quality stereo, so you can hear the difference wherever you listen, on your computer or Wi-Fi radio, and on your smartphone. We're Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news for 90 years.
You're listening to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are talking with the Reverend Mark Kiesling. He's the interim director of LCMS Youth Ministry, the Office of National Mission. We're talking about the 2015 National Lutheran Youth Workers Conference and the 2016 National Youth Gathering. Why are you laughing over there, Mark? That's a mouthful.
Because I do that all the time. That's why.
The National Lutheran Gathering is about what I said. So, well, we have two more guests joining us by phone this morning. Terry Bentz, she's a teacher, Lutheran teacher, and supporting Emmanuel Lutheran Church and School in Hamburg, Minnesota. Terry, welcome to His Time.
Thank you. I'm happy to join you today.
Thanks so much. Looking forward to hearing about your involvement with the Office of National Mission, LCMS Youth Ministry, National Lutheran Youth Workers Conference, and the 2016 National Gathering. Also joining us by phone this morning, Mrs. Jen Probst. She's a DCE and pre-kindergarten teacher at St. James Lutheran Church and School in Lafayette, Indiana. Jen, welcome to His Time.
Thank you so much.
It's great to have you with us this morning and looking forward to hearing about your involvement as well. Now, Mark, before we went to break, we were talking about the number of people that it takes, those who serve in a variety of ways to really put all this together so that we can offer these events across the Synod. And it's not just the LCMS that attends this. There are people from around the world that attend some of these events, the Youth Workers Conference and the National Youth Gathering. Tell us a little bit about the work, how you've engaged Terry and Jen and what their involvement is.
Absolutely. Two quick stories that I'll tell is, one is we've been very blessed, regardless of which city we go to, is that we have an amazing reputation for working with just some fantastic volunteers. And these are, again, our LCMS church workers and lay people who come and give of their time, vacation time quite often, to support our young people and to really create both an encouraging environment, but also a safe environment. Jen and Terry, who are online right now, are key parts in this as far as the training that they do for these volunteers. And we have a whole team that they work with, and it's just a world-class training opportunity. And really, what's cool is to see the community that gets built amongst these even volunteers. Mm-hmm. And so the relationships that they build from year year to year, and that the connections that they make with one another and support one another as well, as well as certainly the life that they give to the gathering itself. I was at another conference for just basic meeting planners, religious events, non-religious events, and I was kind of just describing what I do, and they asked, that many people, like, what's the size of your staff? And I explained how many people we had just in St. Louis, and they said, you must work with the most amazing volunteers in the world. And I said, yep, pretty much. I mean, that we have just people who care about their vocations and care about young people, and it's just awesome to see them come together for the youth gathering.
Well, very good. Terry, tell us about it. You're involved with Community Life Builders and Young Adult Volunteers, correct?
Yes. My specific area is the Community Life Builder recruitment and training and equipping piece, and then there's a mirror branch of our team who recruit and train the young adult volunteers as well, as kind of the part of the arm of our branch of the team, and we work very closely together.
What is, for our listeners not familiar with Community Life Builders or CLBs, what is a CLB?
That's a very good question. So we kind of describe it as a servant leader who really are the hands and the feet and heart of the gathering, that they're there to serve. And again, they are giving up often their vacation time to come and work long hours and share love and joy and just be a presence there to help in any way that they are called to serve once they're there. And they are placed in hotels as a communication link with the adults who are there, and then they are also work the rest of the day throughout different areas of the gathering, wherever there are participants available, and they're really on call 24 hours a day once the gathering gets going, to be those hands and feet and that communication link that's so important once the gathering is going.
Well, very good. And young adult volunteers certainly serve as well at this national youth gathering. Tell us about the work of young adult volunteers.
Absolutely, yes. They are ages 19 to 25, and they're known as the Orange Nation. And so you will know our team by their citrus colors. We are yellow, they're orange. And you'll see them serving side by side throughout many different areas of the gathering. And the YAVs are just that spark of energy that are needed, especially in things like the dome events. They just add an extra layer of getting the young people and the adults excited for what they're going to experience there. And they work in the convention center and the different experiential areas, and also provide traffic service and so many other kinds of things throughout the gathering. And it's just awesome for the high school youth to see that next age older than themselves in those leadership and service roles as part of our church, and giving their hearts to the Lord in that way.
Very good. Very good. Jen, tell us about adult leaders who come along with these youth to the National Youth Gathering. How do you help them prepare and help them once they're there?
You know, it was noted to me once that not only is this one of the largest youth gatherings that we host, but it's also one of the largest adult gatherings. And so my husband and I have a very unique opportunity at this gathering to really uplift and support them. And so these adult leaders are coming in, they're giving their time, they're spending their vacation time, and just serving the youth that are coming to this National Youth Gathering. And it is just amazing. They're swamped with all of these things that are coming at them and opportunities for them to go to along with their youth. And so we have this great opportunity of just kind of helping them out and working with them so that they can provide the best experience for them and their youth group while they're there at the gathering.
Very good. And so what types of resources are, are available for adults as they prepare to go to this gathering?
You know, we have a lot of great plans that are set up for them. And so we're really looking at lots of special adult sessions that they can go to so that they can build on their youth ministry skills and lots of other things that are pertinent to them if they're serving youth in their congregation. They have this great rest area, and so it's kind of fun to get to go into this room. There's no youth that are in there, and they can check their email. They can take a nap. In the past, we've even allowed them to have a massage for free, which is really kind of nice, especially as you're dealing with all the things that you need to as an adult leader.
Very good. Very good. Well, thank you both for being our guests this morning. Jen Probst, DCE and pre-kindergarten teacher at St. James Lutheran Church and School in Lafayette. Thanks for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Thank you so much, Andy.
And Terry Benst, a Lutheran teacher and supporting the ministry at Emmanuel Lutheran Church and School in Hamburg, Minnesota. Thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time.
It has been my joy. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You as well. Mark, obviously there's a lot of preparation going into the National Youth Gathering, and one step of that is National 15, this Lutheran Youth Workers Conference that's coming up this summer. Details, dates, we just about 3 minutes left. Details and dates.
Absolutely. So we're going to be getting together in New Orleans July 12th through the 15th at the Astor Crown Plaza Hotel. And again, it's where we're using a new format for the schedule. The 12th and the 15th, which is a Sunday and a Wednesday, are workshop heavy days. And then we're doing our plenaries on Monday and Tuesday. And so our goal behind this was, we listened to our audience that had attended previous events, and our hope was along the line, that if you're a church worker and need to be at church on Sunday, that you could come in Sunday evening, have the plenaries on Monday, Tuesday, workshops on Wednesday. If you're a layperson who needs to be back at work on Wednesday morning, that you can come in for the workshops on Sunday, plenaries on Monday and Tuesday. And so again, Monday and Tuesday will be your full days of plenary sessions that'll take place, as well as additional trainings that take place for the National Youth Gathering. That includes a riverboat cruise and other things that'll take place in the city, and so that they start making those connections there in New Orleans. We are coming together under the theme of standing, restored, confirmed, strengthened, and established from 1 Peter 5:10. And so the plenaries will be looking at, again, restored, the confirmed faith that we receive in the Holy Spirit, how we are strengthened together as a community, and how Jesus established us in the one true faith. And so our plenary speakers will be looking at those and through time in God's Word as well, and studying and really getting to know one another and encouraging one another. There's information on the website. That is www.nlywc.com. Registration is open until June 12th. We've been very blessed. We have look like over 370 in attendance right now, so we're excited about that. But still some open spots if people are interested in being with us in New Orleans in July.
Very good. Very good. And one point, I don't know if we made this yet or not, that for young adult volunteers, I believe applications open up for that soon. Correct.
So right at the tail end of National, July 15th, the application for the young adult volunteer will open again for the 2016 Youth Gathering. That will remain open through the rest of 2015. And so basically the end of December, and then they will start to get notified about their service price starting in February of 2016.
Very good. Lots of, I guess, exciting times.
Yes, absolutely.
This is kind of, it's a 3-year cycle for everybody up in youth ministry, I'm sure.
Yes, when you said June 1st at the beginning of the broadcast, it was like, oh yeah, here we are. We're 13 months away.
Well, again, I gather lcms.org/youth. You can
Correct.
Find links to all of these as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Mark, for being our guest today. The Reverend Mark Kiesling, LCMS Youth Ministry Interim Director in the Office of National Mission. Thanks for being our guest.
Thanks, Andy.
More His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.